Never do this when a girl asks you for a favour. Hey there, it's Anna. Ever found yourself in a situation where the girl you were into asks you for a favour? It's a pivotal moment that can either boost or bust your chances with her. Today, we're going to navigate the do's and don'ts of responding to her requests. We are focusing specifically on what you should never do when a girl asks you for a favour, ensuring you maintain your appeal without falling into the too nice or pushover category. By the end of this video, you will know exactly how to strike the perfect balance between being helpful and holding your ground, making sure you are seen as attractive and assertive. So, if you're ready to handle these situations like a pro, you're in the right place. Let's dive in. Overcommitting yourself. Have you ever found yourself automatically saying yes to anything and everything a girl that you are into asks of you, only to later realize you are swamped and can't keep up? Trust me, you're not alone. It's a common pitfall, especially when you are eager to make a good impression. But here's a little insight for you. Agreeing to every request isn't just about stretching yourself too thin, it's also a quick path to undervaluing your own worth and well-being. Ever felt this way? Consider this. While being Mr. Helpful might seem like it's boosting your chances of being appreciated or liked, it could actually lead you down the road to burnout, feeling resentful, or even being taken for granted. Finding that balance between being supportive and maintaining your own boundaries is key. Now, setting boundaries doesn't mean you're being distant or unkind. It's quite the opposite. It's about respecting yourself enough to acknowledge your limits. This not only leads to healthier relationships, but also shows that you value your own time and energy. Ever heard of the phrase that you can't pour from an empty cup? It hits home, right? So next time you are asked for a favour, remember, it's perfectly okay to say no or to discuss what you're comfortable with. This doesn't make you less caring, it makes you genuine and true to yourself. Ignoring the context of her request. Alright, diving into another key point, have you ever jumped into action the moment a girl asked you for a favour without really considering the context of her request? Now, it's something many men do in the spur of the moment, especially when they want to impress or show that they care. But here's a thought. Understanding the full picture before you commit can make a world of difference. Why? Because not all favours are created equal. Some might be simple and straightforward, while others could be complex, or even put you in uncomfortable situations. Taking a moment to ask yourself, what does this favour entail? Is it something I'm comfortable with? How does it fit into my current commitments? Can save you from potential stress or awkwardness down the line. It's about being thoughtful, not just reactive. Remember, it's completely okay to ask for more details or even suggest an alternative if you're not comfortable with the request. Now, this doesn't mean you're not helpful, it means you are engaged and considerate, ensuring you are genuinely able to assist without compromising your own boundaries. Ignoring your boundaries. Here's something crucial to consider. Have you ever caught yourself completely sidelining your own boundaries in an effort to do a favour for a girl you are into? It's a common scenario where the desire to be seen as accommodating or generous overshadows our own limits and comfort zones. But here's the thing. Ignoring your own boundaries isn't just a disservice to yourself, it can also lead to a dynamic in your relationships that's not healthy nor sustainable. Your boundaries are essential for protecting your well-being, your time, and your emotional energy. They help you respect yourself and teach others to do the same. Acknowledging and communicating your boundaries is not about being difficult or less interested, it's about being honest with yourself and the person you're trying to help. It shows that you value your own needs just as much as you value theirs. Plus, it sets the foundation for a relationship built on mutual interest and understanding. So the next time you are asked for a favour, take a moment to check in with yourself. Is this request crossing a line for you? If yes, it's perfectly okay to express that. Remember, setting boundaries is a sign of self-respect and maturity. Assuming reciprocity. Ever found yourself thinking, if I do this favour, they will surely feel the same about me? It's a common hope many of us hold on to when we're really into someone. We think that by being extra helpful or accommodating, we might earn their affection or deepen the connection. But here's a reality check. Doing favours doesn't automatically mean you will receive affection in return. Understanding this isn't about becoming cynical, it's about being realistic with expectations for our actions. Affection, like respect, can't be bought or traded through favours. It's something that grows organically based on mutual feelings and shared experiences. When we assume that our acts of kindness will directly lead to affection, we risk setting ourselves up for disappointment and potentially feeling used if the feelings aren't reciprocated. It's crucial to ask questions why we are doing a favour. Is it genuinely coming from the heart without expecting anything in return? Or are we hoping it will lead to something more? Being honest with ourselves about our motivations can help us maintain healthier, more genuine relationships. Have you ever caught yourself expecting affection in return for favours? How did you navigate those feelings? Sharing your story in the comments section below could help others facing similar situations feel less alone. Expecting immediate gratitude. Have you ever done a favour for someone you were interested in and then found yourself waiting for an immediate thank you or some grand gesture or gratitude? Especially when we go out of our way to help. But here's a gentle reminder, patience is key, and not all forms of gratitude are immediate or grand. Understanding and accepting that gratitude can manifest in different ways and times helps in maintaining healthy interactions. Sometimes the person we are helping may be going through a lot, and their way of showing appreciation might not align with our expectations. They might express their thanks later on or in a subtle way that requires our attentiveness to notice. It's important to reflect on why we are expecting immediate gratitude. Is it for validation, or is it because we're seeking a deeper connection or acknowledgement of our efforts? Doing favours should ideally come from a place of genuine willingness to help, rather than from the expectation of receiving something in return, even if it's just a thank you. So next time you find yourself in this situation, try to give the benefit of the doubt and just keep an open heart. Patience and understanding in these moments can lead to more meaningful and less transactional relationships. Misusing the opportunity to show off. Jumping at the chance to do a favour can sometimes be about more than just helping out. It can turn into an opportunity to flex our financial muscles or showcase our connections. But here's the thing, turning a favour into a display of wealth or power often misses the point of genuine kindness. When we use favours as a stage to show off, it can make the other person feel uncomfortable or indebted in ways that aren't healthy. It shifts the focus from the act of helping to the resources at our disposal, creating dynamics that are more about power than about kindness and support. True generosity lies in the intention behind the gesture, not the grandiosity of it. It's about making life a little easier for someone, not about making a statement. So the next time you're asked for a favour, consider the simplest way that you can help that person that truly benefits them without turning it into a showcase of your assets. Forgetting to follow up. Ever committed to doing a favour and then let it slip through the cracks? It happens to the best of us, especially when life gets busy. But here's why following through is so important. It's a direct reflection of your reliability and integrity. When you say you'll do something, seeing it through to the end shows you are someone who can be trusted and depended upon. Forgetting to follow up or complete a favour can leave the other person in a bind, possibly feeling let down or undervalued. It's not just about the task at hand, it's about respecting the trust someone placed in you. If you find yourself overcommitted, it's better to communicate openly about any delays or difficulties rather than leaving someone hanging. A simple check-in after agreeing to help or a progress update can go a long way in maintaining trust and showing that you are taking the commitment seriously. And if you realise you can't fulfil the promise, honesty is always the best policy. Offering an explanation on an apology shows respect for the other person's needs and situation. So, now that you know what you need to keep in mind when she asks you for a favour, what's next for you? Discover the questions a woman asks when she's been thinking about you romantically, or learn the signs that she's dying to get your attention. Thanks for watching. Please like, comment, and subscribe.